Japanese。
阿欢，
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese Class 101。
Welcome to CantoneseClass101.com. I'm David.
大家好，我是 Nicole.
And we're here today with Upper Intermediate Season 1, Lesson 20. These relics belong in the Hong Kong Museum.
没错了，香港博物馆应该有的文物。
Yeah. So we've got kind of an Indiana Jones-style lesson today. We've got grave robbing.
盗墓。
We've got ghosts and curses. Nicole, who's in this dialogue?
一对考古文物队的成员。包括长官和下属。
Yeah, and they are speaking casual Cantonese as always. Let's just get right to the show.
过多一个礼拜，我们就可以完成今次的考古任务。
是如果我们还可以撑得到一个礼拜的话，昨晚又有人来盗墓了。
又有贼，他们有没有破坏文物啊？
保镖赶走了些贼，但是情况很不乐观，而且传闻还有个诅咒。
诅咒？
当地村民说，这个墓是由12只魔兽守护。
12生肖，吉祥的象征。
不是，十二魔兽会附上人身，一个个杀死身边的人。
迷信啦、
直到所有入过坟墓的人都死晒。
我哋系科学考古，振作啲啦你。
Once more, a bit slower。
过多一个礼拜，我哋就可以完成今次嘅考古任务。
是如果我们还可以撑得到一个礼拜的话，昨晚又有人来盗墓了。
又有贼，他们有没有破坏文物啊？
保镖赶走了些贼，但是情况很不乐观，而且传闻还有个诅咒。
诅咒？
当地村民说这个墓是由十二只魔兽守护。
十二生肖，吉祥的象征。
电影？不是，十二魔兽会附上人身，一个个杀死身边的人。
迷信啦。
直到所有入过坟墓的人都死晒。
我们是科学考古，振作啲啦你。
And now, with an English translation.
过多一个礼拜，我们可以完成今次的考古任务。
In another week, we'll have finished this archaeological expedition.
如果我们还可以撑得到一个礼拜的话，昨晚又有人来盗墓了。
If we can make it another week, there were more grave robbers last night.
又有贼，他们有没有破坏文物啊？
More vandals.Did they disturb the relics?
保镖赶走了些贼，但是情况很不乐观，而且传闻有个诅咒。
The guards scared them off, but the situation's getting worse. And there's news of a curse.
诅咒?
A curse.
当地村民说，这个墓是由十二只魔兽守护。
Local villagers say the tomb has 12 demon guardian beasts.
十二生肖，吉祥的象征。
The 12 zodiac animals? Those are symbols of good fortune.
不是，十二魔兽会附上人身，一个个杀死身边的人。
No. The 12 demons take the form of humans and kill those around them one by one.
迷信啦。
What superstitious nonsense.
直到所有入过坟墓的人都死晒。
Until all of those who disturbed the tomb are dead.
我哋系科学考古，振作啲啦你。
This is a scientific excavation. Pull yourself together. Okay, so we have all of the vocab that you need to talk about robbing graves and demonic beasts and basically kind of Wild West Chinese stories.
冇错啦，有好多关于中国，亦都有西方嘅一啲文化。
Yeah, this stuff is all over Chinese literature, so let's get right to the vocab. Archaeology.
考古坟墓
Tomb.
坟墓盗墓
To rob a tomb.
盗墓文物
Cultural relic.
文物诅咒
Curse.
诅咒魔兽
Demon beast.
魔兽守护
To guard.
守护十二生肖
The 12 zodiacs.
十二生肖十二生肖吉祥
Fortunate.
吉祥象征
Symbol.
象征迷信
Superstition.
迷信振作
To pull oneself together.
振作
This is fantastic vocab. I think the first thing that needs commentary is the 12 zodiacs.
十二生肖
Right, because people will have seen the Jackie Chan movie.
我希望你唔好睇
Right, and I think these are different zodiacs than the ones in the movie.
唔係，個長官以為係嗰十二個生肖，但係實際上唔係。
Yeah. First, though, before we get into the demonic beasts that are these 12 zodiacs, Nicole, what are the 12 zodiacs?
其实十二生肖呢，就是根据你出生的年份所在的动物，一共有十二个动物，每十二个就一个轮回。
Right. So this, you know, the snake, the rat, the rabbit.
老虎啊，牛啊，羊啊。
Yeah. But in our dialogue, we don't have these zodiacs. We have demonic beasts.
魔兽。
Demonic beasts.
魔兽的意思即是它是魔鬼，同时它的形象是动物，所以叫魔兽。
Right, it's a combination of demons and beasts.
没错。
Demonic beasts.
听起身很多人惊，同埋它会有诅咒。
Yeah, and they're involved, as you say, with a curse.
诅咒。
A curse.
诅咒。当然啦，呢啲全部都系迷信嚟嘅。
And there's that tension in the dialogue between what is superstition and what is science. So we have a ton of words here as well for kind of the scientific nature of archaeology, starting with archaeology.
考古。
Right? And on the other side, we have, you know, less scientific archaeology, which would be grave robbing.
盗墓。其实盗墓都好需要科学。
Yeah, and you know, in Chinese literature, it's filled with tons of stories, not about archaeology, but about grave robbing.
好多中国文学都是关于盗墓，但唔系关于考古嘅。
Yes, and there is always a curse and some demonic animals that are lurking in the tomb.
梗系要啦。
So, and you were recommending a book to me.
盗墓笔记。
The Diary of a Tomb Robber.
冇错啦。
Right, this is a mainland book.
系。
But everyone in Hong Kong loves it. So this is technically a mainland book,
but
everyone in Hong Kong loves it too.
写着这本书的作者现在已经入了精神病院。
Yeah, so if you are looking for a good read, check it out. Nicole, you recommend it again. What's the title?
盗墓笔记。
Yeah, Diary of a Grave Robber. With that, let's get to our grammar point. It's grammar time. Okay, Nicole, what are we focusing on today?
我哋今日会学到呢个句子，振作啲啦你。
Which we translated as, pull yourself together, man.
振作啲啦你。
Pull yourself together, my good sir. Pull yourself together.
这个句子其实挺难的，因为词序是颠倒的。
Right. The most straightforward word order for this is
你振作啲啦。
You pull yourself together a bit.
你振作啲啦。但是这个听起身就太过温柔。
Yeah, it doesn't sound as casual either.
没错啦，因为它强调的重点不是想讲的重点。
Right. So here, instead of putting the emphasis on the subject, we're switching things around to put the emphasis on the action, which goes first.
是啦，所以我们就说振作啲啦你。
Yeah. And this is a general pattern, this is a general rearrangement we can use whenever we're dealing with this structure.
你可以用其他的单词都用同样的方法，譬如说科学啲啦你。
You should really be more scientific.
科学啲啦你。
Or really, it's like scientific a bit more, you.
没错啦。你可以用其他形容词，譬如说迷信啲啦你。
Yeah, if you're the villager, you could say, come on, be a bit more superstitious, you.
可能你真的要迷信啲，特别是当啲村民说有十二只魔兽会杀人。
Yeah, so the pattern here again is that we're going to start, instead of with the subject, we're going to start with a verb or adjective,that we want someone to embrace more fully. We're going to follow this up by
动词或者形容词加啲加啦加你。
Right. Let's hear these three examples one more time.
振作啲啦你，科学啲啦你，迷信啲啦你。
Use this pattern to emphasize that someone should be a bit more verb or a bit more adjective.
譬如话开心啲啦你，努力啲啦你，食多啲啦你。
Right. And with that, we're at the end of our lesson for today. We hope you enjoyed it. We had fun putting this together. As always, we did want to remind you we've got a ton of extra learning tools on the site. So if you are having trouble getting some of this higher vocab to stick, you can use things like our flashcards and just really, it helps get them in your mind.
记得注册一个高级会员的 account, 你就可以使用全部的工具啦。
And with that, we're done from our recording studio right next to Festival Walk. I'm David.
I'm Nicole.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys on the site.
下次见。
过多一个礼拜，我哋就可以完成今次嘅考古任务。
是如果我们还可以撑得到一个礼拜的话，昨晚又有人来盗墓了。
又有贼，他们有没有破坏文物啊？
保镖赶走了些贼，但是情况很不乐观，而且村民还有个诅咒。
诅咒？
当地村民说，这个墓是由十二只魔兽守护。
十二生肖，吉祥的象征。
不是，十二魔兽会附上人身，一个个杀死身边的人。
迷信啦、
直到所有入过坟墓的人都死晒。
我们是科学考古，振作啲啦你。